This podcast is a member of the New York City Podcast Network at nycpodcastnetwork.com. Visit us to listen to over 250 amazing podcasts just like this one.
Japanese street style is some of the cutest and trendiest clothing in the world. Introducing Cherry Goddess Women's Clothing and Accessories, the hottest original and cute clothing company. We offer tops, clothes, accessories, shoes, dresses and skirts, and comfortable homeware that we guarantee you will love. Cherry Goddess Women's Clothing, super cute Japanese style clothing.
Listen to my podcast. God bless everyone. Today we're going to talk about Kevin Dean, controversial YouTuber who is an image consultant by the name of Kevin Samuels. I was meaning to talk about this when he passed away, but I wanted to wait for some time to actually take more of a deep dive because I found out a new terminology that black feminists has been saying around the internet that's called massage noir. And apparently it's a term created by black feminist social critics that says that there is a subculture of people in Western civilization that is racist and misogynist towards black women, and they actually like to look at massage noir content. So, before we get started, my podcast is on Apple and Spotify. So, if you like this podcast episode, please subscribe. This podcast episode will also be posted on my YouTube. My YouTube page is Pain308TV. That's Pain308TV, PIN308TV. I want you to like and subscribe. It will be posted on. It'll be posted on my YouTube. June 14. That's tomorrow. It's currently 10:43 p.m. June 13, 2022, and here's, I'm going to read a couple of articles about this man. Kevin Roshan Samuels is an American image dating expert, image consultant, YouTuber, social media influencer, and life coach. As you can tell, he loves to interact within the entertainment industry. Other than that, he is a motivational speaker who specializes in both companies and people at large. One can never seem to miss him at any event, as he has a wide, sleek mode of dressing with a high sense of fashion. He is 6'2", making him 188 centimeters tall and is approximately 65 kilograms. Now dig deeper into Kevin's biography to know his net worth, wife, and gay rumors. How old is Kevin Samuels? Kevin Samuels was born on the 13th of March, 1965 in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States of America. Zodiac sign is a Pisces. The 56-year-old, soon to become 57 in the next 2 weeks, was also raised in the same town for a few years until they relocated to Oklahoma. Kevin grew up for most of his years with his mother, as it is alleged that his parents got divorced when he was young. He spent most of his time with his mother compared to his father. No information has been available on his parents' names. Looking at his family, there has been no mention of whether he has any siblings, and therefore it is assumed that he is a sole child. Kevin is a full Christian with an American nationality. He and his family moved to Oklahoma, where he graduated from Millwood High School. Shortly after, he went to study at the University of Oklahoma, where he graduated with a bachelor's degree in chemical engineering. Soon after graduation, he started to work with films and organizations as their consultant and business manager. For instance, he worked with Office Depot for approximately 3.5 years as a manager. His personality came in very handy whenever he worked, as people found it much easier to work and relate to him. His aspect of him was well utilized in Super Media in 2009 when The Real Yellow Pages in 2013, where he did some work in the advertisement as a sales agent. Kevin then went ahead and made a YouTube channel on 20th May 2015, where he gave commentaries on fashion, business companies, and even social events. Although his YouTube career officially began in 2016, Kevin Samuels' Wikipedia page doesn't exist. Ryan is a fashion designer and dating influencer. Using his social media platform and YouTube channel, Kevin likes to discuss matters such as relationship, fangirls, companies, fashion status, and the development of companies. He has worked side by side with various brands and companies. He has his showroom, Life and Style by Kevin Samuels, which he uses to assist companies and individuals in rebranding themselves. Kevin Samuels uses Instagram account to promote various products and fashion brands with a current following of 1.1 million people. He also uses the platform to give dating advice, particularly to Black community. Similarly, his YouTube channel contains content of relationship advice and currently has 132 million subscribers. Some of his advice has been published by Tamika Wills in the book Kevin Samuels Dating Advice to Women, The Things You Need to Know from a Woman's Perspective. However, not everyone agrees. For example, it was once laid out that he was attacking African-American women through his post by objectifying them and luring men to believe his opinions. One of his famous feuds is between him and Dr. Umar Johnson, a Black thought leader. Dr. Umar does not sit right with Kevin's way of attacking Black women and calls him out for it. Kevin has mostly acquired fame through controversial critiques, which led to rising criticism by strong and stronger attachment by others. Kevin disclosed this during an interview in 2016 with Undercover Oklahoma. Since then, he's grew fond of the fashion industry and decided to monetize his services as a business. Kevin has built his bank account from working with different brands, offering consultation service to companies, and through his content on his YouTube channel. His showroom is also a major source of his income. Currently, Kevin Samuels' net worth sits at $3 million. This mostly comes from an actual income of approximately $500,000. Is Kevin Samuels gay? In 2021, there were a lot of questions of whether Kevin Samuels was gay. This was based on the way he always attacked women on his platforms in a video of a man sleeping in his bed. He declined these claims by saying that the man in the bed was just a troll and that he actually pressed the wrong key during his live stream. He also blamed the LGBTQ community for accusing him of allegedly being gay. That's not exactly what happened. We'll get to that in a second. Currently, Kevin Samuels is not married, but it was alleged that he was married to two women in the past. The first marriage is alleged to have lasted for 1 year, while the second one is for 3 years. He divorced both of these women. It is alleged that Kevin divorced his ex-wife on the 4th of March 2005. After disclosure of divorce court papers with his name as one of the parties involved, it was noted that he had married each other on the 15th of September 2002 in Oklahoma. Based on the information sought from the divorce papers, it is alleged that Kevin had a daughter, Kay Samuels, born to him and his ex-wife on the 29th of June in 2000. Not much information is given on this. Alright, well, there's a couple of things that this article leaves out. First off, about Kevin Samuels being the LGBTQ community, accusing him for being gay. That's not true. Actually, he wasn't calling out the LGBTQ. He was calling out a hypocrisy. He was basically saying if the dude was actually gay and he was attacked on the internet, the LGBTQ community would protect him. That if he was actually gay, we'll protect him. But the fact that everybody got away, we're calling him gay and calling him homophobic slurs, then that means that he's straight. That's basically what he's trying to say. I remember. Yeah, and they also did not bring up that Mr. Kevin Samuels, when he was a young man, is actually a cancer survivor. This probably is the reason why he's responsible for such a young death. You know, your body goes through a lot of changes when you survive cancer. So he was drinking all those Red Bulls and he was having a relations with a young Vero Hispanic woman, and he probably just died. I feel bad for the young Hispanic woman. I'm not even gonna say her name. Alright. I am going to read the article about Misogyny Noir, the unique discrimination that black women face. Anti-racism involves exploring the unique ways that anti-blackness shows up in different forms in our everyday life. Oh, by the way, this article is by a black woman by the name of Janice Gissim Asar. It's Forbes magazine. Janice, if I'm pronouncing your middle and last name incorrectly, I'm very sorry. I don't like pronouncing people's names incorrectly. It's good to learn people's names. Anyway, starting the article again. Anti-racism involves exploring the unique ways that anti-blackness shows up in different forms in our everyday life. When trying to understand a person's experiences, intersectionality is an important consideration. Intersectionality, a term coined by scholar Kimberly Crenshaw, was initially defined as the unique forms of oppression that black women face. Now the term has become more mainstream and is conceptualized as the experience faced by those with intersection identities. Newer term, misogynoir, coined by Moira Bailey, was developed to describe the specific hatred, dislike, distrust, and prejudice directed towards black women. Anti-racism education and efforts must be explored, misogynoir, and how it manifests and how could it be mitigated. This is actually the first time hearing this term. I have to apologize for black feminists for not knowing this sooner. Misogynoir is rampant in ways that may not even. In 2014, to highlight misogynoir and how stories of black women and girls often go overlooked, unnoticed and untold. These experiences range from police violence to sexual assault and often go unreported. Two apparent examples of misogynoir in the public sphere can be found in the stories of musician R. Kelly victims and most recently the events that transpired with rapper Megan Thee Stallion. I need to talk about that situation because there's a lot of people who believe that Megan Thee Stallion stuff is not true. But again, I'm not going to say nothing until all the facts is in. Throughout R. Kelly's 30-year career, a number of women, girls, and mostly back and underage have been made claims that R. Kelly has sexually abused them. Despite the growing numbers of accusations that have been made, it wasn't until recently when the 2019 documentary Surviving R. Kelly came out, these stories was given credence. Black women and girls who share experiences of abuse, trauma, and assault are largely shunned, criticized, and ignored. These experiences are questioned, scrutinized, and dissected more than any other group. In July, a video emerged featuring rapper Megan Thee Stallion with what appeared to be injuries to her foot as she was apprehended by law enforcement. In August, Megan Thee Stallion shared that she had, in fact, been shot by foot by rapper Tory Lanez. Following the sharing of this information, a barrage of criticism directed at Megan Thee Stallion ensued on social media, with many questioning the veracity of her story. Some even label her a snitch, Republic Lane Lanez, as her shooter. Despite the wealth, fame, and notoriety of Megan Thee Stallion has amassed, the amount of harsh and insensitive comments directed at her is a painful reminder that misogyny is alive and well, even in Hollywood. Perry, no amount of prestige, money, or fame can alleviate that. Contrary to what one may believe, money does not insinuate black women for experienced misogyny. And as positions of power and privilege are not shielded from misogyny, then what protections do black women who are not positions of power and privilege actually have? That's a good article. I understand what misogyny is now. Now, here's what I feel about Mr. Kevin Samuels. First off, rest in peace. I wish his mother and I wish his ex-wives and his child the best. I hope they're not taking the news. I hope they're dealing with the loss. And I actually hope that the money that Kevin Samuels has amassed goes to his daughter. With that being said, yeah, so, I mean, I looked at Kevin Samuels' content here and there. To my understanding, that Kevin Samuels does not only go in on black women, he also goes in on black men also. And a lot of these black women who was listening to, you know, 80% of his audience that was watching Kevin Samuels' content was black women. So, you sisters can't really get mad if this guy is saying mean things to you and you're watching him. Like, if this guy is actually saying mean things about you, you should not be watching him. Who knows? Maybe the guy was a narcissist. And according to a psychiatrist, you know, when somebody is a narcissist, they don't take accountability for their own actions, for the things that they do. And what they like to do is gaslight. And they like to gaslight people so they can get narcissistic supply. Who knows? My thing is this. If you see one of these guys talking bad about you on the internet and you don't like their content, make sure you use the power button. You know, turn them off. You don't need that negative content in your spirit. Now I see a lot of black men that actually look up to Kevin Samuels. And the problem, the reason why the manosphere, you know, the subculture of men on the internet venting about their issues, because there's a lot of men who unfortunately is victims of narcissistic abuse from toxic women, and they actually use the internet to vent their emotions. And the reason why a lot of these men actually talk to Kevin Samuels, because they looked at Kevin Samuels as a father figure. I will say one positive thing about that man. That guy really understood how to market himself. He really understand that YouTube algorithm, which is so difficult, so annoying for many people to figure out. No disrespect, YouTube. It is what it is. Well, thank you for listening to my podcast. This is Black Wall Street Chronicles and Jeffrey Frazier signing off.